Welcome to Just Eat the Cake, where we dive deep into the world of nutrition, wellness, and the beautifully chaotic journey of motherhood. I'm your host, mindful mama nutritionist and health coach, Brittany Coleman, a certified personal trainer with a master's degree in clinical nutrition. But most importantly, I'm a mom just like you, trying to just juggle it all while still making time for my own health and wellness. Here, we talk about nourishing our bodies, prioritizing mental and emotional well-being, and finding balance in a life that often feels anything but balanced. Whether you're meal prepping between naps, sneaking in workouts during playtime, or just trying to find a moment for yourself, this podcast is your go-to space for real conversations, expert advice, and a whole lot of encouragement. Because taking care of ourselves isn't selfish, it's essential. So grab your coffee or that cold cup you forgot about, and let's get started. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so glad you're here. I just wanted to introduce myself and share a little bit about my history and background and why I finally decided to start this podcast. So my name is Brittany Coleman. I am a certified personal trainer and health coach, and I have a master's degree in clinical nutrition, and I'm now married with a baby. I'm a mama. I cannot believe I can say I'm a mama, but I love it. I, for years and years, worked in real estate investments and property management, but physical fitness and health and wellness was always a passion of mine. It was a hobby for me. I used the gym initially as a stress reliever. It was kind of like an outlet. But I was introduced to the bodybuilding world in 2013 and decided to compete as a bikini bodybuilder with the National Physique Committee, or the NPC, which is a preliminary competition to the pros through the IFBB, which is the International Federation of Bodybuilding. So think like the Arnold Classic or the Olympia. So I competed starting in 2013 and then through 2019, and I competed in Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, and Tennessee. And I always did really well. I was placed in the top five or top three in my class. And then in 2018, I decided to become a certified personal trainer just because I was getting asked to help. You know, a lot of women, girls were asking for workout advice and routines and things like that. And I just didn't feel comfortable giving them that without a certification. So I did that in 2018. And then it was in 2019 when I figured out it was time for me to move on, to exit the stage, because these girls were just getting bigger and bulkier and they were doing things that I just wasn't willing to do. They were making compromises and risking their health to just have that edge, you know, to really push them and level up that I wasn't willing to do for myself. And so I just knew, okay, these girls are always going to have that one up on me. They're going to have that edge they need to place in first or second. And so I just decided, you know what, I've had fun. This has been great. It's been an experience. And now it's time for me to move on. And so also in 2019, we had a major health crisis in my family. My mom was diagnosed with a terminal cancer. 1 minute she was fine, she was healthy, and the next minute she was diagnosed with bile duct cancer, which is considered to be a rare cancer. But we're going to have a whole nother episode on that. I'm going to share more of her story and how that happened and the impact it had on my life in another episode. But she lived 5 weeks from diagnosis until she passed, and it was a brutal 5 weeks. And she was young, she was 55 years old, and I was only 32. And I was not married and did not have kids. And my mom was my everything. She was my world. And so losing her impacted me so profoundly that I wound up in rehab. And I'll share more about that in another episode. But it was in rehab where I was introduced to a whole different side of nutrition. So I'd always known nutrition as a trainer, from a fitness standpoint, meal prepping and planning and things like that. But this was a whole different side. This was clinical nutrition, how to use nutrition to heal the body, to reverse disease and prevent disease. And so I fell in love with it all over again, and I became obsessed and I had to know more. So I wound up getting my master's degree in clinical nutrition from a private naturopathic medical school in Arizona. It was a very rigorous program. I'm probably cried myself through it for 2 years. I mean, you can ask my colleagues who hopefully I will have on the show at some point, but it was very tough. But I'm so glad I did it, graduated at the top of my class, and am now full of a wealth of knowledge that I just am dying to share with everyone because it's so important. And I'm finally doing it. I finally feel comfortable enough to share my mom's story, share my story. This is the first time I'll be speaking about that on a public platform like this. But then also how nutrition is so critically important for the things that come along with that, to survive grief and loss, to heal the body from trauma. And so that's why I started this podcast. I wanted to bring these conversations to the table and really talk about how critically important nutrition is to mental health, to sleep, to prevent disease, to reverse disease, anything from diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancer even. So we're going to talk about these things. We're going to talk about filtered water. We're going to talk about metal detoxing, hormones, men's testosterone, women's hormones, vaccinations, which is, you know, controversial, but this is the platform for it. This is where we're going to talk about these things. But I also want to talk about the real life struggles of just motherhood and what that looks like, but specifically being a working mom in corporate America, and how fitness and nutrition kind of becomes second priority, or maybe not even, maybe 10th priority on the list. It gets set aside. It's on the back burner because our focus is baby, work, you know, marriage, house, chores, all those things. And so I want to talk about the realities of that, the struggle, life, work, marriage, parenthood, and how energy, work, exercise, nutrition plays a critical role in helping us to balance all of these things. And I know what you might be thinking, balance? Are you kidding me? but it is doable. But even for me, it's a struggle. You know, I went from working out 5-6 days a week and meal prepping and eating clean and feeling so good to the sleepless nights, extreme sleep deprivation, not even just from losing my mom and winding up in rehab, which was one stage of my life, but now as a mom going through that. And I still consider myself a newbie mom. My son's only about 9.5 months old at the time of this recording. So I'm still learning and figuring things out. But yeah, I'm in this stage of life now where I don't get to work out like I used to work out. I don't get to meal prep and plan like I used to. And I find myself just grabbing a handful of something here and there just to tide me over, or feeling so exhausted. I don't have the energy that it takes to put into meal prepping and planning things out to feel my best. And oh gosh, the sleep deprivation. That could be its own episode. Sleep. So that is why I started this podcast. These are the things that I'm excited to talk to you guys about, to share, to have other experts in other areas come onto the show and have those conversations with us. So I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're joining me on this journey. And I can't wait to get started. I look forward to having great conversations with you guys. If there's anything specific you'd like me to talk about or areas you'd like me to touch, feel free to message me, send me a text, DM me, whatever you want, and I will address those things as well. Thank you again for tuning in, for listening, and being along on this journey with me, guys. I can't wait to get started and talk to you soon.